Moving on, the United Nations is warning about the dreadful and cruel condition of Syrian refugee children who've fled the conflict their home country. According to the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, hundreds of thousands of Syrian children, already traumatized by war, are facing a catastrophic life in exile. The report is the result of the testimonies of refugee children across Jordan and Lebanon gathered over 4 months. It says many of these children are without education and forced to work long hours for low pay. Now more than 1 million Syrian children are refugees, most of them in neighboring countries. Alaa Ibrahim is our correspondent with us live from Damascus. Alaa, so we've got first the plight of the Syrian refugees and their children, especially in this report, outside of Syria, and then those inside of the country. Since you are in Damascus, tell us about the conditions that these children inside of Syria are now facing, the help that they need, and whether, you know, according to humanitarian conditions, they are getting what they need.
Well, in speaking about children inside Syria, they are in relatively better terms than those whose parents decided to leave the country and seek refuge in other neighboring countries such as Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, or Turkey. But mainly, even when discussing Syria, children inside Syria, we have to make the discrimination between children who are inside the government-held areas, which is the majority of the children, and the other part of the children are children in areas where insurgents are the dominating power or the dominating force on the ground. We've all heard reports about the polio outbreak in Deir ez-Zor area and areas under the control of the insurgents because of the Syrian government failure to deliver the vaccinations of polio into these areas for obvious reasons. There are some troubling reports about the deterioration in the level of education in areas under insurgents' control, where schools have been turned into something called kutab, which is a medieval version of the school where children are only taught verses of Quran and some of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teachings. But in general, there isn't a true or a genuine education in areas under the insurgents' control. The Syrian government, on the other hand, has a very heavy burden on its shoulders when it comes to areas that the Syrian government controls and it provides education in. One of the reasons for the poor conditions for education is that many of the schools had to be turned into shelter centers for IDPs, internally displaced people. So the Syrian government had to turn many of the schools into shelter centers. Other schools, which is still education facilities, were forced to take two shifts every day. So the children are split into two halves. The first half go to school from morning till noon at one Damascus timing, and then after one another batch of students comes in and they stay until 6 in the afternoon. And this is how the Syrian government is trying to cope. But generally speaking, the situation is improving as the government is taking more measures every day to ensure better health care. We've seen recently vaccination campaigns across the country. We've even seen attempts by the Syrian government to deliver vaccinations to areas outside the government's control using what they called Ranger vaccination units, which is a van with a doctor, two nurses, and they travel to areas even when it's outside the Syrian government's control, trying to deliver this vaccination. So generally speaking, the situation inside Syria is improving, but outside Syria is deteriorating. I've been speaking with a source in the Ministry of Education this morning who told me that one of the key challenges that Syrian students face is the differences in curricula between Syria and these other countries. And the other difference is discrimination practiced against Syrian students as refugees in schools they study in neighboring countries.
Thank you very much, Alaa Ibrahim, our correspondent in Damascus, for us there.